quick as a flash, Pinocchio disappeared into the Marionette Theater. And then something happened which almost caused a riot. The curtain was up, and the performance had started. Harlequin and Pulcinella were reciting on the stage, and, as usual, they were threatening each other with sticks and blows. The theater was full of people, enjoying the spectacle and laughing till they cried at the antics of the two marionettes. The play continued for a few minutes, and then suddenly, without any warning, Harlequin stopped talking. Turning toward the audience, he pointed to the rear of the orchestra, yelling wildly at the same time, "Look! Look! Am I asleep or awake? Or do I really see Pinocchio there?"
"Yes, yes, it is Pinocchio!" screamed Pulcinella.
"It is! It is!"
shrieked Signora Rosara, peeking in from the side of the stage.
"It is Pinocchio! It is Pinocchio!"
yelled all the marionettes, pouring out of the wings.
"It is Pinocchio! It is our brother Pinocchio! Hurrah for Pinocchio!"
"Pinocchio, come up to me!" shouted Harlequin. "Come to the arms of your wooden brothers!"
At such a loving invitation, Pinocchio, with one leap from the back of the orchestra, found himself in the front rows. With another leap, he was on the orchestra leader's head. With a third, he landed on the stage. It is impossible to describe the shrieks of joy, the warm embraces, the knocks, and the friendly greetings with which that strange company of dramatic actors and actresses received Pinocchio. It was a heart-rending spectacle, but the audience, seeing that the play had stopped, became angry and began to yell,
"The play! The play! We want the play!"
The yelling was of no use, for the marionettes, instead of going on with their act, made twice as much racket as before, and, lifting up Pinocchio on their shoulders, carried him around the stage in triumph. At that very moment, the director came out of his room. He had such a fearful appearance that one look at him would fill you with horror. His beard was as black as pitch, and so long that it reached from his chin down to his feet. His mouth was as wide as an oven, his teeth like yellow fangs, and his eyes, two glowing red coals. In his huge hairy hands, a long whip, made of green snakes and black cat's tails twisted together, swished through the air in a dangerous way. Oh, at the unexpected apparition, no one dared even to breathe. One could almost hear a fly go by.